Hello, welcome to the fifth Doctor Who podcast and the first for 2018. We're back with the original trio. You got me, George. One of you else going to speak?
Me, Michael. And me, Dom.
Yes. And we decided to kick this off on a sad note, because we're going to talk about Twice Upon a Time.
Yay!
The tissues are out.
The tissues.
They are.
Rested in his pocket. So, who cried? Me. Yep.
We all did.
I was floods. I was not ready for Capaldi to go. I don't know how we should start this one off, because that was...
You're right.
Was that someone's stomach?
No, that was someone's phone.
Oh!
I mean, I've got my phone there, but it wasn't coming from my phone.
Oh!
What is it?
This is...
Oh!
You hit Siri!
Siri thought I said, yeah.
We now have a new member. Her name is Siri.
Siri, did you cry watching Twice Upon a Time?
This is about you, not me.
Definitely. Well, yes.
Well said, Siri. So, how should we kick this one off? Because I know the main thing we want to get to is the regeneration, but I think we...
Yeah, what did we think in general?
I at first was shocked. It was nowhere near as action-y as I thought it was going to be.
No.
But that didn't bother me that much.
The trailers made it out to be quiet.
Yeah, like...
The villain was a surprise, because I don't think in any... I tried to stay away from trailers, but as far as I know, the villain wasn't actually shown in any
of
the trailers.
No, they weren't shown.
So when I saw there were glass people, it was quite weird. Mm. It was quite unique, actually. I quite liked it.
I liked the design, and I like the little... small details, how they're saying if a robot were to make this, the face would be symmetrical.
Mm.
But this is clearly based on a person, because there are some slight
imperfections.
Yes.
I quite like the idea that the first Doctor was the one who found that out. And
yes.
Him actually saying, like, if you actually looked through your eyes, you might spot it. That was quite
But
nice.
He was just saying it to himself anyway, so
yeah.
He did know what to do. It's just that after, what, how old is he now? 1,200 years old, or... 2 billion years old. It depends on which episode you go from.
Yep. Or comic series.
Yeah, 4 billion, he says.
Yeah, I like the fact it was such a calm story.
Mm. With no kind of actual villain.
No.
It wasn't really a villain. The only threat was Rusty the Dalek. And the Dalek.
Yeah, if anything, yeah.
And he was quite pleasant.
Yeah.
And that's one of my favourite lines. Just like, why should I help you? Because any way I get helped really annoys the Daleks. I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
David Bradley as the first Doctor.
Perfection.
Love him.
Thoroughly enjoyed.
I need to say, and I think we've all sort of agreed on this, but this isn't any fault on Bradley's part. Some lines made me go a bit, did you have to write this? Like the whole... line about, oh yes, it's my nurse. Now you may be wondering why he's a nurse, because he's a man, and I'm thinking, really?
The end of the episode, isn't it?
They overwrote the 1960s.
Some bits didn't bother me. Like,
I think the best line was the smack bottom one.
Oh, the smack bottom one. Oh, I burst out laughing.
As soon as they said that, was the best line.
I was like, hey, I see what you did there. But the ones that didn't bother me were the more subtle ones, you know, just like, oh, if only Polly was still here, this place needs a good dusting. And everyone's like freaking out. And I'm thinking, yeah, but he was sort of like that. Like in the Five Doctors, you have him go to Tegan, go make us a drink while us men sit down and get talking to business. Oh, talking business.
I think they played it, one or two could have been skipped.
We could have cut the, oh, I know a thing about the fairer sex. That line just made me go,
cringe.
Please no.
It's like hearing your granddad saying to you.
I mean, I've had my granddad literally stand outside Anne Summers going, I might go in. I'm thinking, please don't.
What a lad.
So that's... so that kind of made me think of that. Like, just please, no, don't talk this way. But I think he was... No. I think he was great. I love David Bradley.
He was brilliant.
He was very, very good.
Oh,
I think one of my favourite moments is the bit right at the very start when it says, you know, 709 episodes ago.
Yeah.
It's just a bit of love, pride, hate, fear. Then the music kicks in, that kind of all strange creatures, but...
And the transition.
All the strange doctors.
The transition was done so well.
Perfectly.
That I also... One of my favourite moments with him in it is when he steps out, because he's the first one to step out the TARDIS, and the aliens are talking to him, like, yes, oh yes, the, I don't know why I was doing Bradley's voice there, they just go, oh no, you're the Doctor of War, and he's like, me? Never. And I just thought, damn, a lot has happened to him, and just that moment where he sees everything that's happened to all his future the general self.
Shock and like,
and he
heartbreak.
Stares at Capaldi, like, what was that? That got me. Just,
Yeah, I quite like the transition at the end, being able to actually see his regeneration on TV again. Yeah.
And have a good last words. Yeah, as well.
54 years, well, 52 years later, you get to actually see it again.
I love that. And like
the fact there was the original footage as well.
And it was, I'd have been very upset if they'd have actually redone it.
I had the orange, that kind of goldy glow. Well,
no, I'd have just got annoyed if they'd have, like in Adventure in Space and Time, if they'd have had
Bruce Smith.
Yeah, him in there, because it had ruined it for
I would
me.
Have accepted Bradley lying on the floor if they mixed in, like, you know how when her was regenerating, they started to slowly have a transition to Eccleston. If they maybe had that with him going to
Trevor. I thought any kind of redo would have been a bit... I'm glad they had the original footage.
I prefer the fact they used the original footage, but if they were going to have gone from Bradley to Troughton.
I think it was... They didn't even... Query it, didn't question it. Good. They must have just thought, no, we cannot do this.
I prefer his last lines. I'm so glad they gave him like new last lines, not just, oh, it's good to keep warm. Because everyone thinks his last lines are, it's far from being all over, and I'm like, it's not.
Well, you see, I can tell you what his last lines are because I've got the mug.
We're off.
I've got the mug that's got his last and first lines on.
Polly, it's good to stay warm or.
Yes, thank you. It's good to keep warm.
I love that. Yes, thank you. It's good to keep warm. Guess I'll die.
Guess I'll die. Just collapses on TARDIS.
Fair not to be cold when I die.
Just like, oh, I'll turn into a hobo. But I love David Bradley. Do you remember at the end of Doctor Falls. The three of us went onto the LFCC website and booked our tickets.
Booked tickets for Bradley. I remember that so yesterday.
And he was although nice.
The Doctor Falls feels like ages ago.
Yeah.
Well, it was almost a month ago.
No, the Doctor Falls.
The Doctor Falls.
But when I was watching the Christmas anniversary, I was like, God, it's been ages.
Well, we've got a longer wait now for the beginning of the Series 11.
August.
Yeah, just her falling. Christ, it's been ages.
The thing is, the moment... We'll get to that later. I was going to say something, but we'll get to the regeneration.
We should be talking about Twice Upon a Cry.
I'm going to save, before we talk, I think we should save Peter for second to last before then we talk about the regeneration, because Peter deserves his own section here.
Mm. Peter deserves his own podcast.
What about highlight kind of moments?
I loved Pearl Mackie in it. I was really glad Pearl Mackie was in it. Because at first I was a bit like, oh... She's literally just left, and now next episode she's back. I thought,
but she wasn't originally written to have been in that.
No,
episode
she was a cameo.
Either.
She was a cameo, and then they decided, no, we're gonna have her in more. Didn't you tell me?
One of my highlights. I loved like every part, but one moment that I think does stick out to me is the scene when you see the Christmas armistice. Then you know the kind of truce, and they're talking about it because it kind of. Does take it back to how Doctor Who should have been.
Yeah,
and I remember someone in the like, teaches you, and also just the bit—it's the final time you ever hear a good man. That really kind of like it sounds almost heroic and tragic in a way. The music builds, and they just shake hands like goodbye, Doctor. They shake like the first Doctor reach out his hand and says like.
Well, it's quite apt that they decided to go for the historical angle, seeing as
it's the first
all
doctor,
the first Doctor ones
the
were
majority
in
were,
some
yeah.
way historical.
It's, I think it was great, and I like the fact having the first Doctor and the 12th Doctor there, the highlight for me was just showing how far the show and the Doctor has
come. Yeah.
Because you have that line where the first Doctor clearly knows right from wrong, but he's not really... He doesn't go, oh, no, I'm not a hero, I'm just... going places, and the 12th Doctor said, no, we have to actively do this. And that made me think, wow, this has come a long way. The interactions between Peter and Pearl were like brilliant. I love that.
Yeah,
but that's because Bill's one of my favourite companions.
Quite hard to watch as well at the beginning when he's thinking she's not real.
Just
a bit after he pulls away from the hug, because he actively goes, they actually go up to that hug, and then he pulls away.
I kind of like the fact this gives us a good reason to why he didn't want to regenerate, because everyone was thinking, oh, was it, this going to be one of those moments where I just like my face or something. Mm. No, his reasoning made sense. I don't want to change because I'm so sick of having to go on and lose people.
Mm.
And that really got to me because I was just like, yeah, that's just going to keep happening to him.
Mm.
But Mark Gatiss, I think he deserves a spot here.
Mm. Mm, definitely.
I think quite a lot of people, I'm pretty sure both of us, both of you guys,
yeah,
probably thought he had something to do with
Brigadier. I knew it from the at first. I thought he was either going to be a young Brigadier, which I'm sort of glad now he wasn't.
He would have been ancient by the time he met him.
Oh, God. But I like the fact he was related to the Brigadier.
Mm.
That I kind of thought that, because I just thought, it's Mark Gatiss. I just thought in some way they were going to bring a reference in, because he always goes about saying, oh, the UNIT era is his favourite era.
Mm.
Mm. But as we all know at the moment, there is a dispute.
Yes,
with the BBC and the creator of the Lethbridge Stewart.
Oh,
yeah, character. Trying to do copyright on him.
Because when you create a character,
yeah, you own that character.
Intellectual rights on it. Yeah. Doctor Who didn't actually ask the Lethbridge Stewart estate to use their character name.
Ooh.
So at the moment, there is a little bit of a dispute going off.
Yeah, because he's not too happy about it, is he?
No. What would you?
I mean, it's better than Cyberbreak.
Oh, God, yeah.
But that's going to have permission to use Cyberbreak. Yeah, you can have a Cyberman of my character, but having a character who's like his grandfather or something? Oh, no.
I think I liked his performance in it. And I like
he was quite likeable.
What I like is, and what struck me about this character, he's never met Bill before, but the moment he thinks, okay, if I don't give them my life, they're going to get rid of Bill, he just walks out and says, yeah, I don't mind you trading my life for hers. And I thought, you've never met her and you're willing to do this. I thought, I really like this guy.
Mm. I quite like the bit at the start when he's talking to the German soldier.
Oh, yes.
I can't understand a word he's saying.
Yeah, Gary says it would help if you spoke English or I spoke German. I was like, oh, that's a... Also, the realisation when the Doctor lets slip World War One, and he goes, sorry, what do you mean one? And I'm like...
Ooh, yeah, he looks a bit heartbroken there.
Imagine that. You're fighting what you think is going to be the war to end all wars, which they thought World War One was going to be, just to realise in about 20, 30 years, there's going to be another one.
That's going to be bigger, because you just think, I'm going to have to go through this again, or my children are going to have to go
and it's
going to
be all for nothing. Everything they've done there was all for nothing.
One thing, because you've got me thinking now about the whole World War One aspect, is that I kept seeing articles saying there's going to be a big Ninth Doctor reference, which I now think was either the bit where they were showing all the different incarnations, or the use of the soundtrack, Murray Gold's soundtrack, because they use a lot of very Nine music. I originally thought, because apparently I've read somewhere it's canon that the Ninth Doctor was the referee for the Christmas football match.
Yeah.
So that made me think we were just going to see a shot of maybe like a leather jacket on the floor or something like that. Just something to imply he's there, which...
would have been quite nice.
It would have been... because Nine doesn't get enough references anymore. And I get Chris Eccleston has no real interest in coming back. I've even read he turned down Big Finish, which is saddening, because I thought that'd be the one place I could get him back.
Because he's got a lot of potential. You can do everything before Rose. Yeah. Everything's like pre-Rose.
Exactly. And I just sat there and I thought, oh, that would have just been a nice little nod.
Mm.
Mm.
But they didn't do it, oh well. But I think Murray Gold, I think he deserves a little spot here as well, because this is his last outing as composer, isn't it?
Mm. So it was kind of his greatest hits, I felt, for his soundtrack within that episode, because it was kind of all the things we've learned to love.
I'm not sure if I am remembering it wrong, but there was a kind of rehash of Doomsday, wasn't there?
I don't know.
Validation was definitely in there.
But they changed it to fit one a bit more.
That's actually a thing. Because I listened to a load of the unreleased soundtracks, specifically that piece, because that is incredible, that piece. That kind of last variation of A Good Man. Rather than Valet... Valet Eunice or something, which is basically Farewell 1 rather than Farewell 10. So I thought that was a really nice hint. And I hope if we ever do get the soundtrack... Silver Screen Records.
Yeah.
I hope that we do get that kind of title, because I think that would be quite a nice title.
Mm. I just liked it. I like the fact it felt like the First Doctor was treated with respect. Like I said, there were a few lines I really didn't like, but on the whole, I was really happy with how he was used.
Mm. Which is good. He got a nice outing at least, instead of doing
cast anyone better.
Space and Time.
A lot of people criticise David Bradley. I think there's no way he could have got Hartnell exactly without it being comical, yeah. Almost. Like, it's when you see people doing like, I don't know, but you see some performance, you just feel there's some more pantomime. It's like you're just trying to pretend to be this person. He just
they kind of
felt
know
like the first
some stuff. Kind of mannerism that they do and overplay. Yeah.
They have to be respectful as well.
It's
because
like,
of the families to these.
Exactly.
Granddad would have been. It was their granddad in a way,
yeah.
So you have to be respectful.
It's almost like CGI Tarkin in Rogue One.
That
in a way.
Yeah.
Mm. Is there anything we didn't like about the story besides the obvious Capaldi left?
I was
left,
just about to say
because I know what we would have said.
Could have been longer.
Yeah. I think of a lot of Christmas specials lately. Well, Generation stories. I think Smith's should have been a two-parter.
It should have been a bit more meat to it.
Yeah, just a little bit more. I would have liked.
It does feel something. Just something minute is missing.
Yeah.
By the way. Slightly.
Because when you think of End of Time, that's a two-parter. It worked really well because you got a really good chunk of Tenth Doctor before
he went.
It's almost like on the end of Return of the King. I quite like it. I quite
like
knowing what happens after.
Like, say what you want about like the criticisms that End of Time gets. It does have the benefit of being a two-parter.
Smashed out more.
Everyone says Time of the Doctor is so rushed, and it is.
That should have been a two-parter.
That
like
should
you
have
said.
It should have been
first part Christmas Day, second part New Year's Day.
See, I don't mind if they actually started doing that.
Yeah.
I'd like.
Give us something to look forward to on 2 days of
because,
the year.
Yeah, because otherwise we have, especially
Christmas
now, we have so long to wait.
Because it kind of helps as well. Because
especially you, kind of regeneration.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
It helps
you
get used to the doctor.
You end a year on a doctor and
start
anew.
Yeah, with a new
with
doctor.
With a new doctor. Instead of 25th of December, oh, we get a new doctor. So then that doctor's Jodie Whittaker's technically 2017. It would have been nice for it to have been 2018.
And I think that it seems that the kind of post-regen scene seems to be getting shorter. Because Matt Smith had a whole kind of like sorting out the tiles when it was crashing.
Yeah, you've got an idea of his character.
Yeah, Capaldi was just like, kidneys, jabbing to know how to fly this thing. Alright, bye then.
It's annoying.
And then this is just, oh, brilliant. Alright, bye then.
It's annoying when we have such a long wait. If this was, say, going to be in a couple of months' time, like maybe five months, 3 months' time, something like that, I'd be able to sit there and go, I didn't mind such a short scene. But I thought, I've had people go, oh, I hate Jodie because of those two lines. I'm like, it's two words.
Exactly. People saying, like, oh, she's going to be brilliant. It's like, it's two words. People saying, oh, wow, that's awful. It's two words. I would have liked to have had a longer scene.
Or, there's another way they could have done it. With the Christmas special on the 25th, December, give us a whole entire episode of series 11 before the entire series is finished.
Or maybe
it's
even
the first episode.
It's almost like season 20.
Oh yeah,
something.
Well they had Androzani and then Twin
Androzani
Dilemma.
And then one
Twin
episode.
Dilemma was the season final.
Or just don't do what
it, it gives us something to actually look forward to for
I
series
would
11.
Have done.
Yeah, exactly.
What I would have done, I would have had the regeneration looks up, oh brilliant, go to credits, and then we could have maybe had like a mini-sode where it's her in the TARDIS. A few more lines, then goes to press the button or something. TARDIS goes absolutely mental, and then you could end it with her falling. But don't make it just like a website thing. Maybe have it be like a little mini-sode, like a 5-minute little thing.
Like a little red button.
Yeah, so we could have gone, okay, there's more Jodie.
Well, it's not just that either. They're trying to reintroduce people to a new Doctor. A lot of people don't actually know what Doctor Who is, and they're starting out afresh. What they could actually do is, before Series 11, every couple of months, release a 5-minute teaser, and where she's falling to Earth, and in the head she's working out what she actually is.
Almost.
Is she a Time Lord? What is a Time Lord? What's her enemies? What's her past faces? Every two months is a 5-minute segment.
And that, even little things, because you could have maybe the new companions. You could maybe have like a prequel or like a little mini-sode focusing on them, even if they're doing nothing. And it could all like just take place before she hits the ground, because I think she's going to hit the ground.
There's a crater.
Yeah, there's a crater. Okay, before we get back onto Jodie, I think it's time. The man himself, Peter Capaldi.
Peter Capaldi, the god.
The My favourite Doctor.
Yeah.
My favourite Doctor. The Doctor.
I have a hard time thinking, do I like 10 or do I like 12 more?
For me, it's 12.
He's my Doctor, and I always thought Smith was, because he was the first Doctor I watched from start to finish as it happened. But then when Capaldi happened, I've never connected to a Doctor more.
I could never accept Christopher Eccleston being my Doctor. Technically, that is my Doctor, because being born in 91, it meant that I was between the
wilderness years.
Yeah, there was no Doctor Who. But technically, I could call Paul McGann my Doctor, but I never actually saw that episode. I wouldn't remember. I'd have been 5. Capaldi's definitely got to be my Doctor at the moment.
Absolutely fantastic in this entire story.
Mm.
Just
since his start, since Christmas.
It's just sad that it was the writing that's let him down the most. It's not the acting, it's the writer.
That's what I said. A load of people said he's a fantastic actor, he's a fantastic Doctor. It's just a shame that a load of the stories aren't doing him justice.
A lot of people
said he's always the best part of the bad stories. Forest of the Night, he's the best part.
Exactly.
Of
For Boris the Shite.
Oh, you got to buzz that one.
We've not buzzed a single swear we've done. I thought we were just
sworn. Yeah, we haven't sworn this entire thing. You've been the first one, 2018.
I mean, you are. Exactly.
Congratulations.
Well done there. First swear of 2018.
Thank you. New year, new me.
So with the regeneration in general, it was pretty quick. And you was quite disappointed that we didn't get a full merge.
I am a big fan of seeing the morph between, like, the actual change in the face between a doctor, between two doctors. And we've only really got that once, and that was with 9 to 10. We kind of got it with War to 9, but they cut away, obviously, which made me go,
The last real morph was 10 to 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was more of a... I like the slow morphs, like the really slow ones, where you really start to see the features change.
Very much like 7 into 8. He more or less manipulates his face. Yeah. You can see it kind of like cracking into place and stuff. It's weird.
That looks like one of the most painful regenerations. Whenever
you actually hear like... stuff. I'm just like, oh, that's going
to
stay in the
morph. But I do see why they decided not
to. No, it was a nice
with the eyebrows.
Parallel.
The first time we see him is the 50th anniversary episode. All we see is his eyebrows. The final thing we ever see is his eyebrows.
That's one thing I think was a disappointment. Is that I do want to see how we got back to Gallifrey and save Gallifrey.
I put a theory through, didn't I, about that?
Yeah.
Saying, wouldn't it be fun if before he regenerates, he goes back with the first Doctor?
You know that moment where he stood in the TARDIS? I can't remember whether... Lethbridge Stewart is in 12's or 1's TARDIS. He's in one of them. But 12 just sort of looked at the screen for a second and then runs around the console. And the lighting went a little bit brighter. And I thought, are they doing this?
Because
I thought he was actually going to show the first Doctor, this is what we are. We are going to save people.
Yeah, but it's the one thread that's never been shut.
Which,
so come on, Moffat, with all the threads you've given us throughout
the years. Do you
remember
that? They kept saying, finish one. Oh, we'll show it in Series 8. We'll show it in Series 9. Series 10. I'm thinking...
Series 11. Oh, wait.
And that's the one thing that annoyed me, because I thought, you could have done it then.
Yeah.
You could have just
done it. Of all episodes.
But let's talk about the regeneration. I think it was done really well.
Very sad.
Very sad. I always think that the last words of the Doctors, unless the Doctor and actually the actors. So I genuinely think Peter Capaldi is saying, like, Doctor, I let you go. Obviously, it's the Doctor, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, you know, when he was running around saying his speech, I was like, yeah, this is good. I like this.
Mm.
And it made me think of the whole stuff he said at the BFI. Yeah. And then when he just suddenly went, Doctor, I let you go, I was like, right in the heart.
You know those, like, it's in anime where it just goes...
Yeah, with the tears.
The tears coming out your eyes, that's me.
There is someone we do need to mention.
It's me! Naughty!
He's amazing.
I screamed with happiness. My parents looked at me like, it's just Matt Lucas. I went, it's Naughty!
It's more than just Matt Lucas. This is
Naughty!
I just, Caddo.
But it got. What broke me at that point was when they both disappeared.
Yeah,
it's just him.
And it was just him. I'm like, you left him alone. Don't do it. You left him with Clara.
Okay, I've got to say, that was done well. Okay, the green screen looked bad.
The green screen was horrible.
Yeah. Oh, no, no, I mean the way it was done was well. Just, oh, I'm not actually Clara. I'm just her memories. Here's my memories of me back. Here, have them. Okay, bye.
Guess I'll die.
I was like, good, because I thought if I see Maisie Williams, I swear to God.
And the Dino TARDIS. The TARDIS?
TARDIS.
Time and relative diner in space.
But I think the regeneration was done really well. I'm really happy with that. Also, I think now I can say this. They copied my video.
Yeah, what is this that you were going on
Okay,
about?
So do you know ages ago I released a mini regeneration scene between me and somebody? And at the very end, the change happens. It goes all slow and all we hear is...
So Murray Gold copied you.
Exactly, just Murray.
So you used Murray Gold's music and he copied your music off that he made.
Damn Murray Gold.
How dare you use your own music? Where's my credit?
Bootstrap paradox.
John Smith's in the credits, where's my credit? But no, I loved it. I also love how they did Jodie's reveal point of view. POV show. POV I loved that.
It was a very weird bit where there's a wide shot with the fog-filled TARDIS.
Oh, yeah.
And she looks like John Pertwee with her hair. It looks so much like Pertwee. I got confused.
That would be hilarious. You know when she presses the button? When she presses the button, that would be hilarious. She just goes, hi!
That's why the TARDIS broke.
And the amount of sexist jokes that have just come from that one button press going,
oh, yeah.
Women drivers. I was just there like... Why? Stop this.
People just cannot drop it.
Yeah, just, it's a woman. Okay. You don't have to like it, but for God's sake.
Give her at least a chance.
You two weren't happy, but you were still giving her a chance.
Exactly.
But
that's all it is. Like any doctor, give him a chance.
Is it really weird that my first thought was just when I saw the shot of her from the back, my mind just went, it looks like me in 12 cosplay. Just because of my long hair. So overall, what do we think?
12 out of 12.
12 out of 12 would cry.
12 out of 12 would cry.
Love. I think it was a good send off.
Very good send off. I think.
Yes.
Especially for a doctor like that.
Oh, for.
I'd love seeing him with like other doctors. See his interaction. I think it was a good episode.
Definitely. Right. We're gonna end this here then, because we're probably gonna go cry again.
Again.
We've not stopped.
No.
We don't really know what our next one's going to be about.
We do have an idea.
But, okay, let's pack. Let's just throw this idea out to you guys. We're thinking about talking about.
He's thinking. He's
you
thinking.
Agreed. So no.
It was his idea.
You said yes. We're a team.
We
here.
Agreed. We did agree.
Exactly. Thank you. Maybe talking about. Screen accurate screen cosplays and the reaction it gets.
Screen accuracy within cosplay, specifically Doctor Who cosplay.
Yeah, that's a happy subject that no one will react to.
Joy.
So well, if you guys want to hear about that from us, let us know. And politely, hopefully.
Not with very foul language.
And not with pitchforks.
Yeah. Every time. No, what we need to do is get the clip of Captain America going, language, and put it over every time someone swears. Yes.
Right.
Right, make sure you...
Oh, perfect note to end it on. Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys. Here's the outro music.